Archaeologists have uncovered two tombs that date back more than 2,500 years in the part of Cairo where the ancient city of Heliopolis once stood, according to Egyptian antiquity authorities. Although there is a modern suburb of Heliopolis in Cairo, southeast of its ancient namesake, the original Heliopolis was known as a center of learning and academic study in ancient Mediterranean times. The 26th century tombs that date back to the years 664 to 625 BC were discovered during a routine archaeological inspection of an empty plot of land in the Ain Shams district of northeastern Cairo. This district covers part of the ground that used to be the ancient city of Heliopolis. The owner of the land was seeking construction rights, and by law, construction cannot begin without a permit certifying that the site has no historical significance. The first of the two limestone tombs to be opened contained a sarcophagus and 16 statuettes, said the chief state archaeologist for the Cairo Giza area, Zahi Hawass. Hawass said in a statement that the tombs were found in a downtown residential area, 3 meters below the ground.
This is an amazing discovery because it served archaeology. The tomb that we discovered here has been found in a private land between the houses of Heliopolis, which is almost downtown Cairo.
Hawass went on to give a more detailed account of the important find.
This is what the capital of Egypt in the pre-dynastic period is, a very important place. It was called Un, and the Greek called it Heliopolis. And therefore, it was very important religious center. Then everywhere you will find tombs, temples. And this tomb is dated to Dynasty 26. It is built of limestone. It has been found about 3 meters under the ground. It has three burial chambers, and it has one big vaulted. Inside, we found shawaptis, which are small statues that they put it inside the tomb to answer all the questions that they ask the deceased in the afterlife. And we can find that the name of this person, his name is Waj Hur, and the tomb, the inscription is not really in good condition because, of course, it's underneath the sewage system.
It appears that the tombs have not been raided by grave robbers, but they have been damaged by leaking sewage water. The first tomb to be uncovered belonged to a builder named Waj Hur. His name was engraved on the statuettes, which the ancient Egyptians placed in tombs to answer questions for them in the afterlife. The process of recovering these artifacts can be long and tedious, but the historical significance of these pieces makes the painstaking work worthwhile.
There is two important factors about the discovery of this tomb. The first one, that it confirmed what I say all the time, that we discovered until now 30% of our monuments, and still 70% is buried underneath the ground. You cannot imagine a tomb to be discovered between the houses of downtown Cairo. And the second important factor, that this confirmed what I say also, that you never know what the sand of Egypt might hide of secrets. This is the last secret that has been revealed from Egypt that dated back to 2,600 years ago.
Egyptian archaeologists plan to open the second tomb on Sunday.